Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Of the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring the Virgo full moon. The Virgo full moon will take place on March 10 at 4:47 a.m. in Sydney, on March 9 at 5:47 p.m. in London, and 1:47 p.m. in New York. I'm going to keep this episode short and sweet, just like any good Virgo would. I'll share with you what I know about this moon and how to harness it, and you can do with it what you will. Sound good? Okay, so you'll remember from the last episode that I did that we spoke about Pisces season, which we're currently still in. We spoke about the Pisces new moon, which we experienced 2 weeks ago. And we also spoke about Mercury retrograde, which we're currently in. It is coming to a close on the day that the moon is full in Virgo. And all of those things, Pisces season, Pisces new moon, and Mercury retrograde, were inviting us deep into the spiritual realms, asking us to rest, slow down, listen to our intuition, take note of psychic nudges and whispers. Well, the Virgo full moon has now arrived to say, I hope you enjoyed those few weeks of introspection and daydreaming. Now, let's create a spreadsheet of what we've learnt and how we can apply it practically to our lives. I love Virgo energy and I know it well. I have a Virgo moon. If you too have Virgo in your chart or you are an earth sign, you will be welcoming the energy of this Virgo full moon. We've been in Pisces season. Like I said, we're still in it. It's a very watery sign. It's very much about emotions. We can get very carried away with the feeling sense, which is not a bad thing at all. But this full moon is here to ground us, to ask us to be practical. And because it's a Virgo full moon, it's asking us to analyze what we've learned. Yeah, very helpful. It's all about self-awareness. Yeah, so we've done the introspection piece. And now it's like, now that we know what's going on inside, how can we use that to our advantage? I love it. This is our chance to clean up, organize, and delegate before the new astrological year arrives. I've been talking about it for the last few episodes. It does arrive very, very shortly when Aries season sweeps in at the end of the month. Now, this is a super moon. You'll be hearing that a lot around this moon. And basically, the best way to describe a super moon is when a full moon takes place when the moon is near its closest approach to Earth. So it'll always appear quite big in the sky. It also means that because the moon is so close to the Earth, the energy is amplified. So it's not quite the level of an eclipse, but it's definitely heightened energy. So anything that I say around Virgo and around the full moon during this episode, in relation to it being super, just think of it being heightened, being maximized. The mantra for Virgo is I serve. The objective of Virgo is to perfect the self through what it does. And a lot of the time that is through serving others. So being of service to others. Virgos like to keep busy and be useful. And the strategy of Virgo requires routine and organization. So unlike Pisces, which really kind of takes place in the spiritual and esoteric realms, Virgo is very practical and its work is done on the earthly plane. So think trades, think health, think beauty, all of the really tangible, practical things in our lives. So, like I said, we're still in Pisces season. So you'll likely notice this feeling of polarity between that which is spiritual and that which is practical. Pisces and Virgo are opposite signs. Yeah. So they're very different and we're experiencing the energy simultaneously at the moment. So it's about finding a balance between the two. And if you can do that, then you will be able to find this full moon particularly nourishing. It's a really good time to look at daily routines, releasing the things that are time wasters in your life and that prevent you from expansion. So I like to think of it like scheduling in your daily self-care routines, like you would anything else you schedule into your life. So, you know, office meetings or, you know, social catch-ups, whatever it might be. Being able to say, okay, I need to get organized here. I've looked at the things that perhaps are not working in my life and I'm going to create a plan to improve them. So how can I schedule the self-care needed to make that stuff happen into my life? But I don't want you to go crazy and overexert yourself with busyness being mistaken for usefulness. Okay. So very different things. Sometimes we can be very, very, very busy and not actually achieving anything. And that is not the energy of this full moon at all. It's still very slow. It's a full moon. We need to be resting, restoring, slowing down, which has been the energy of this month. But it's saying, okay, well, in this slow period, how can I analyze what's been going on so that when the energy does pick up in the next lunar cycle and next new astrological year, how can I move forward? Now, I wasn't going to comment on the coronavirus frenzy. However, I kind of think it's relevant with this full moon, and I'll tell you why. Virgo rules health, and Neptune, which is currently conjunct with the sun and opposing the moon, and is also ruled by Pisces, brings up feelings of inadequacy, confusion, and it also rules the masses. So you can see the potential or actual shitstorm arising around COVID-19, yeah? So my astrological advice here is to be very Virgo about coronavirus. And what I mean by that is pay attention to official sources only. Refrain from contributing to the mass panic buying and fear mongering that's going on, yeah? Stick to the facts. Look after your own health. Look after your friends and family. And please stop buying toilet paper. Okay, enough about that. Ways to work with this full moon. Clean up your shit. And I don't mean your literal shit. We do not need the toilet paper for that. What I mean is that new year that I keep banging on about is approaching. And I don't know about you, but when I give myself time to rest, fall into a dreamlike Pisces state, which we've all been doing over the last few weeks, sometimes my tidiness in the home can get a little bit lax. So use the energy of this full moon to create space. Clear out the house, your wardrobe, your car, whatever it is that you need to do to feel clean and clear when that new year comes in. So think of it like a spring clean if you're in the southern hemisphere, an autumn clean. This includes cleaning up any unresolved conversations or arguments. So any open loops that are happening. Good friend of mine, Rachel McDonald, she talks about closing the loops on conversations and on any kind of ideas that you've opened, especially when in collaboration with other people. So not leaving people hanging and not leaving yourself hanging, really closing that loop off. It's a beautiful thing to do under Virgo energy. And because Mercury retrograde is over on March 9, it's a really good time to start closing deals, wrapping things up, perhaps the things that you were too scared to touch while things were going backwards. Another thing you might like to do under the Virgo full moon is make a list. It's honestly one of Virgo's most favorite things to do, so I highly recommend it. I suggest a list of what needs to be released. It's a classic move. On a full moon, releasing the things that are no longer serving you, writing them down, seeing them written down, not just kind of rattling them off in your head. You might like a list of how to progress forward on something that's kept you stuck. A list for anything, really, as long as your list has a purpose and keeps you accountable. Yeah, that's what I love about a list. I love being able to tick things off. It makes me feel like I've accomplished something and it motivates me to accomplish it. Some other things you might like to do around this full moon, which I discussed a little bit earlier on in the episode, was create a routine. Yeah, so a good place to start might be with your health, since Virgo rules health. Think nourishing rather than restrictive when it comes to scheduling and creating a routine around your health practices. What can you incorporate into your daily routine to nourish your health and bring vitality into your life? And then the last thing is to be of service. Virgo's mantra is I serve, and Virgos love to serve. So ask yourself, how can I be of service to others? And it could be as simple as a smile, yeah? Just ensure that when you're being of service to others, that you're filling your cup up first. Before I finish this episode, I do really want to comment on what I'm feeling collectively at the moment. And not just within my own community and my own friendship circles and the people that I interact with on social media, but also like collectively, globally. I feel like there is a lot of mass scarcity going on at the moment. And we can see it. We can see it with the mass panic buying that I was talking about around Corona, but we can also really see it on a political level. We can see what's going on with the climate. I've commented on that a few times on this podcast, but also just within our own circles, I'm feeling this real kind of scarcity around money and finances at the moment. It seems to be a collective scarcity, and it's going to pass. It will. But I want you to know that if you're feeling it too, that you're not alone and it is something that's happening collectively. And I do think it has a lot to do with the wrapping up of the current astrological cycle that we're in. So I truly believe when that Aries new moon kicks in at the end of the month, that we're going to be in a much better position to start feeling the energy moving forward. So if you are feeling stuck, I want you to have a certain level of faith that it's going to pass, like all energy does. Everything works in cycles. I talk about it a lot. We're currently at the end of an exhale breath, yeah? So we just got to wait in that moment for the inhale to arrive, and it will arrive. It's inevitable. So if you are starting to waver in your faith that things will improve and new energy will come in, I want you to know that's a really, really common feeling to be stuck in. Sometimes I think that we feel like the feeling of faith should feel really easy and comforting, but I actually feel like when you're in true faith, in the times where it matters, where you really need that faith, it's when it's really uncomfortable, yeah? You're feeling a lot of discomfort. So know that if you're trying to have faith and you do feel discomfort in it, that's normal. That's okay, yeah? And it's being able to stay in that faith during the discomfort that will pull you through to that next inhale breath. If you are interested in becoming a Lunar Lover member, this is your last lunar cycle to take advantage of the free 14-day trial. I'm going to be taking that trial away come April. So if you want to check it out and you're not sure if you want to make the investment of what is pretty much one coffee a week, then this is the perfect time to do it, because you get 14 days to try it for free without paying a cent. If you join now, you'll get access to the full moon circle, which will go up the day before the full moon. And you'll be able to sit in a beautiful new moon circle recorded by me. I take you through some really lovely practices to make the most of this full moon. You'll also have access to this month's guided meditation, which is a really beautiful meditation that actually gets you in tune with your intuition. It helps open up your third eye. We've got some full moon journal prompts that will help you again dive deeper into the energy of this Virgo full moon. So if you would like to become a Lunar Lover member, you'll find a link in the show notes of this episode, or you can head to jordanalevine.com Instagram.com/thelunalover. As always, if you enjoyed this episode, I would love for you to share it to your Instagram stories. Just take a screenshot of it on your phone and tag me at Jordana Levine. If you would like to leave me a rating or review on your favorite podcast app, I would also love that very much. It's very helpful for me when you do that, and I'd love any feedback that you have about the podcast. Always helpful. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Luna Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.